In today's gospel, we read about the publican, the official who had a son who was sick. His child was sick, and he goes to Jesus. He travels a long way because we read in the end of the gospel that it was a day and a half into his journey home before his servants caught up to him, who traveled a day and a half, given the timeline, to announce the fact that his child had gone ahead and recovered from their illness. But for today, when we look at this, we learn a couple of things. First, we learn that our God is a subtle God. He does not like to do things with a big splash. He does not like to do things that go boom. He's not into shock and awe. The second thing we learn is that those who have faith, those that really trust him, not just make the noises, not just go through the motions, but actually trust him, he listens. And he looks deep into our hearts, and he sees that we trust him. And then with that trust, he responds as he will, but usually responds in a way that is good for us. And so, of course, then what is good for us in the eyes of God? And what is good for us in the eyes of God is salvation. Salvation doesn't necessarily mean that what we think is good for us, what we want to be good for us, is what's going to happen. Is that Jesus Christ is going to put us in a position, he's going to make decisions that bring us closer to him, that make us more ready for that great gift of salvation that is coming to us. And what is that salvation kind of sort of going to look like? Well, you know, you get some itty-bitty little hints of what our Lord had intended, at least intended with the Garden of Eden, when you read in today's Old Testament reading about Isaiah, and you read about how marvelous families get along and how good the food is and how long people live and how happy they are. But if we extrapolate that on out, you know, maybe there's a little bit of hint of heaven in there, because heaven is not a place of strife. There is no strife in heaven. There is no conflict in heaven. You know, we know all the things that are not there. We just don't have any idea what's there. But we do know that what is there is greater than anything that we could ever imagine. So as we sit here and we're a little bit frustrated because we can't go to church, we're upset because we can't see our friends, we go walking to the store. I know my wife went out yesterday, and luckily there was three packages of beef in the meat counter, so she was at least able to buy what we needed to go ahead and make her recipe last night. But that was it. And we're not accustomed to that here in the United States. We're accustomed to not a little bit. We're accustomed to plenty. We have been so blessed for so many years. And now we look at what shortages start to look like, because they aren't bad shortages. I mean, she was able to buy what she needed, and she couldn't have gotten that. Then there were some other things that she could have bought instead. But we're spoiled, and it's time for us to take a few moments and to bend the knee and to say, Lord, thank you for what we have. Thank you for what you've given us. Thank you for the many, many wonderful things that you've done for us, because he has done so much for us, and he'll do so much for us in the future, up to and including doing everything he can to get us to join him in heaven. Now, let me add a little something on the tail end of this. Even though you can't get to church, and a lot of you can't, even though because we're not allowed to gather a congregation, we are opening the church up, going through the office, and take time for your individual adoration, your individual devotions in front of the Eucharist, and spend that time. We are going to have Eucharistic adoration this coming first Friday, just like we always do every first Friday. Please sign up. If you still are able to maintain your income, we still have to turn the lights on. that's important. If you can, please help us. If you've lost your job, if your income has been curtailed, please don't. Please don't. Take care of your family, and then as things get better, then come on back and take care of us. Finally, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Do not be afraid. I'll be speaking to you again tomorrow. God bless you. Goodbye.